KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome into ABQ Connect. I want to give you a heads up for tomorrow's show. We're going to actually spend most of the show catching up with Voice of the Martyrs, basically a ministry update. But what got our attention was a church in, I believe in Iran, over like 150 years of Christian services. And, you know, the Iranian government knew they were there. And because of some of the locals, they actually were doing Christian services in Farsi. I am imagining with the things happening in Iran, that was probably what prompted them to. The government has gone in and taken over that church. They've taken over the church building. The church is in Iran. Much more underground, obviously, now than before. But and we'll look around the globe. It's things happening through Voice of the Martyrs. And in the meantime, you can go to persecution.com to find out more about them. We're also, on a more lighthearted note, as we wrap up summer and family trips, and really look forward to Labor Day trips maybe and Christmas trips. When you travel with young people, yeah, and actually with old people, sometimes the tantrums flare up. And we're going to have some great insight from an expert at Focus on the Family on that topic. So we hope you'll join us for that. Other house cleaning, I do want to address. I don't think we've done it enough, and we're going to try to catch up here. There are relief efforts needed here locally in New Mexico. You watch the news and see structures burning in Spokane. Our hearts go out to those families. I went on to SamaritansPurse.org earlier today, and that was earlier, so for all I've posted something now. But when you see these kind of great disasters, for Samaritan's Purse Relief is not far behind. And we would encourage you, if you're looking for a way to reach out, this is a great way to do it, because these people who are looking for hope after losing everything, Samaritan's Purse, they go in with the elbow grease and actually help with the cleanup and other things for families. It's a large disaster, but, each of these individuals have their own personal disaster. And Samaritan's Purse comes with the good news of Jesus to bring comfort and healing, whether it's fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, famine. And ways you can support Samaritan's Purse include prayer, words of encouragement, financial support, or a volunteer. But SamaritansPurse.org is where to go. So in the meantime, you can go there directly. As soon as they start posting things about relief efforts for Spokane, watch for that in our Action Center at KLYT.FM. Take some time to go there. Anyway, the other thing locally in way of disaster, we want to make sure you're aware of the Salvation Army's relief efforts to the Zuni Pueblo. July 22nd, they experienced some great flooding, Salvation Army is getting out there to provide that disaster relief. They're serving actually more than 100 first responders daily, including the police, the firefighters, EMS personnel, and the tribal workers. They provide meals, emotional support, spiritual care, and more. And we're going to have someone on from the Salvation Army, I think, next week. It's a great reminder, too, that the Salvation Army, much more than red kettles and thrift stores, they do a lot of great work in our community. They have a weekly church service and so many other things that they're doing to reach out to our community. So we'll get an update on the relief efforts and other work they're doing that you can come alongside. So in studio with us, another organization, we would encourage you, if you haven't yet, to go to their website, U Turn for Christ New Mexico. That's the letter U, uturnforchristnewmexico.org, and find out more about what's happening. And in studio with us, the couple that heads that up, the Gomez's, are here, Mike and Evangeline. Thank you both for taking the time again. You're way far away from that microphone, Evangeline. I'm going to include you in this in this conversation, so I want to bring you in. Thank you guys both for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're always glad to be here and able to, you know, share what the Lord's doing through the ministry of U-Turn for Christ.
Yeah, Evangeline, it's been a little while. When you walked up today, I said, Mike brought the boss. And you've been busy in ministry as well. We'll get to more details on that. But any highlights you want to share right off the bat?
Well, it's just been a busy summer, lots going on, and we're just getting ready for a trip to California, take the whole ministry down. So,
yeah,
it's moving parts.
And in preparation for that, we want to let people know about a summer fundraiser that's happening in preparation for this California trip. What part of California are you headed to?
We go to Southern California. So our headquarters is there in Perris, California, which is right next to Riverside.
Okay.
And so we take the whole ministry, everybody who's with us at the time. We've done it for years. We take some of the people in the leadership on a leadership outing, you know, kind of get away for a little bit. And then there's a national gathering of all the different U-Turn for Christ ministries, as well as a lot of different ministries and churches in Southern California. We take one day and we gather together, hear some messages, some testimonies, and some great music.
Yeah,
for the day. So it's we call it our pig roast.
Yeah,
and it's just basically a celebration that we got going on, and we want as much people as we can to go and celebrate.
Okay, so the pig roast is the fundraiser to raise funds for
to get out there
to the California trip. Who's going to California?
Everybody.
Yeah, all the men and women that are in the program now.
Yeah, yeah. So if we have 20, 30 people with us.
Yeah.
We're all going, and we figure out how to get them out there. And it costs a lot to get out there, so we do need a fundraise. And,
yeah. Is that a caravan, or do you flap really hard?
We'll caravan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We'll take the train if we have to, but we just think it's such a neat thing to be able to attend and to see.
Oh, yeah.
God is working across the nation. And in people's lives for many years now. So,
when is that actual trip?
That is September, the first weekend of September.
Okay.
So, but we're going to leave a few days early.
Oh, it'll be still good and hot where you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's not there anymore, but my formative years, and I will tell you, from 1966 to 1970, so now I'm aging myself, we were Riverside Sunnymead. Now, Sunnymead's gone. I think it's Moreno Valley or something like that.
Moe Valley.
Yeah. Very, but hot. I was only four when I left, and I remember how hot it got. So I would encourage you and your whole team to start drinking lots of water now and get ready for that trip to Southern California. But, you know, this isn't the first time, correct?
No, we've done it every year for pretty much the last 14 years.
Tell me what you've seen, some of the fruit you see, either Evangeline or Mike, you know, you take these trips, anything pop out as far as the people that you take with you, you know, maybe, I don't know, I would only just imagine how a trip like that, you know, might be a little like summer camp or...
Yeah, well, when that... pig roast happens, one of the special things that happens on the night before is the men who we've been raising up in ministry, who have been leading, are ordained as pastors.
Oh, nice.
So the U-Turn for Christ is part of Calvary Chapel.
Yeah.
And we will ordain them when they have completed all their things that they've needed to complete.
Yeah.
And it happens in front of everybody. All the men, all the women see it. And what happens is there's a guy sitting in that row, in the first row up there where when they first come in, and they say to themselves, that could be me. God could redeem my life.
It's an inspiration.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's how I got here.
Okay.
You know, I saw that happen, and I got a vision for the life that God wanted for me, and I said, I want to do that. And so that's a special thing. And then the next day, you know, that happens on a Friday night. And on Saturday all day, there's guys from different ministries that are U-Turn for Christ or otherwise. And they are able to share how God has worked in their life, how he's delivered them out of the old bondage of sin and addiction and restored their lives. And you see their families, you see people just from ages past, you know, up to the present, God has poured into their lives. And it's really a special thing to see with your eyes and to experience.
Now, do we have a date for the Matanza?
For the local U-Turn for Christ, it's October 10th.
Okay.
So we're going to have ours. We've been planning that, getting ready. We are looking for some people who would be called by the Lord to lead worship. So if somebody is out there and they say, maybe the Lord could use me, he can. Give us a call and we'll see if we can collaborate and maybe you should pray about it.
Okay, so ours, you said October 10th, so let me make sure I'm listening well. So actually the trip to California coming up in September, mm-hmm. there's a Matanza out there too.
There's two, yeah. So that one's the national.
You guys are going to be eating lots of white meat.
You know what? And one of the things that we teach the men how to do is to harvest the hog. So we butcher them, farm to table. Cook them all, the whole deal. So we do in California 7 of them at a time.
Yeah,
and they get cooked all at the same time, and it's from farm to table.
Okay,
and they learn how.
Now to they're cook. Not. They're on a spit. They're not. This isn't Hawaiian style.
This is Hawaiian.
Style. It is yeah. Nice. Yeah, all right,
so we do it Hawaiian style.
Pig in the ground.
They call it a nimu.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, you wrap it with the banana leaves and all that.
Kind yeah. Of.
And so that's really neat, and it comes out great, obviously.
Yeah,
but yeah. It's just a skill that some of these men who get to participate, they walk away with a real life skill.
Yeah,
you know, they've never done that before, and they could picture it like, "Hey, I could do this."
I want to touch on that as well, since we're on the topic of the skill. But before I do, the summer fundraiser that's coming up, you know, we got the October 10th for your Matanza,
yep.
But the summer fundraiser, now is that an online fundraiser or is there an actual event? What's going on?
Yeah, so there's multiple approach to it. If you feel led to support that, you can just go online and go to the website, to the support page.
Right.
And then there's a give button and you can just do that and note for summer trip. And some people have done that, and it really helps out. We are self-funded, so we depend on generosity of others. Lord works on their heart, and he shows up in amazing ways.
Yeah,
that's the only way we've ever existed, and the way we'll continue to exist, depending on the Lord. So
now I started down this road, and what we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more. I'd like to talk a little bit about the skills training. You know, there's things that happen when you're going through the program at U-Turn for Christ. Besides learning how to roast a pig in the ground, which is a great one, there's all kinds of things happening, and there's life skills being taught in addition to finding hope in the Word of God and so much more. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more with the Gomez's. Mike and Evangeline are here for the first half of the broadcast. We'll come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Don't you love those times when you know, you got family and you just kind of, hey, it's great to catch up with family. That's what we're doing today. And the Gomez's are here. They oversee the ministry at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, which, by the way, we didn't even mention the thrift store and the offices and the Well Cafe and water. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But those are all located directly across from Cliffs Amusement Park on San Mateo in Albuquerque. But you can find out about the ministry in general at the website at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. When we went to the break, we talked a little bit about the program that some of the at-risk men and women that are dealing with sin dominating, you know, life addictions, and for the most part, drug and alcohol addictions are what you specialize in. You know, when they come and be part of this program, you know, Bible study is a daily thing. Church, they go to church service once, twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week. Pretty much every day is like church. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're immersed in the Word of God. Yeah. And the Word of God, we know the power there. But we also see God doing a work in preparing them for when they are no longer part of this program. Evangeline, maybe I'll ask you first, and we'll hear from Mike as well, because I've actually seen firsthand some of the work that the guys do. That they've either brought skills with them to U-Turn for Christ or learn them while they're there. What's happening with the ladies, Evangeline?
So what's really cool is we've had one lady that's been with us 2 years, the other one about a year and a half, and they help run our boutique at the thrift store.
Okay.
So if you go in there, I'm not kidding you, we have the best resale clothing boutique in town. They do such an amazing job there. The gal that's been with us for 2 years, she manages our coffee shop. So she's been with us for a while now, and they absolutely just want to serve. It's not that they didn't have life skills before coming here.
Yeah.
They just know the value of serving, and they want to be a part of the kingdom work.
Yeah, and you briefly mentioned the thrift store. Let me tell you, people, thrifters, you know, right? Pickers. this is a stop you want to put on your map. And I don't know what excuse you'd use not to go. You may, maybe you don't attend church regularly, or you think, oh, that's just for, No, this is a community thrift store, which I've donated to items, and we've gone and shopped at the thrift store. I brought family that are pickers, kind of, that are, there's people, man. If you're one of them, you know who I'm talking, I'm talking to you. But man, they'll go in and they'll see, they know, in spite of the fact your staff, I'm sure, has grown and learned to price things correctly. You can't know everything, and sometimes you find that item that wasn't quite priced the value. You can find some steals at the thrift store. Evangeline, is that a shopping stop for you?
I love our thrift store.
Yeah.
And you always find gems there, and we put them in on purpose because we want to bless people.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of, especially with back to school happening, we have a $20 bag sale on Monday. They can come in, fill up a brown paper bag with as many clothing items that'll fit in there for $20.
Yeah.
And these are really nice clothes.
Yeah. Men, women, boys, girls, babies.
There's no tears. There's no stains.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, we go through everything before we put it up. So it's a great stop.
Yeah, it really is. But it's great to hear the testimony of these ladies that, been through the program or are in the program and are finding great ways to serve and bless our community. And I will tell you, I've been in the cafe. Good stuff. I have no complaints about, I think I went and got a cold brew, but really enjoyed what was happening there. And I know there's been some food items available there as well. And I mentioned the water. If you're someone who has a water tank thing, like a water cooler that you have in your house, like you would in an office, come fill up your bottles of water at the well at a cost, but it's probably lower than you'll find in a lot of the other places you go, and the proceeds from that support the ministry of U-Turn for Christ, and it's probably the best tasting water in Albuquerque. So
blessed by the Lord, brother.
Blessed by the Lord. How did I do? Am I hired?
Yeah, you're hired, man. Hey, since we're talking about the thrift store, I told the guys that I would give them a shout out there. So shout out to our thrift store staff. It's Mario, who is my brother.
Yeah, I met Mario.
Barry.
I know Barry.
And Casey, and then the rest of the guys.
I may have met Casey, but I don't remember. So Casey.
Yeah, you've met him. Cowboy hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, shout out to you guys. They do a great job.
They do.
Them. And you know what? They're reaching the community. People know them, and
they're always welcoming too.
Oh, yeah.
You walk in, they make hi. They'll know you're there.
And people will literally just stop in because they need prayer.
Oh, nice.
Like they know if they come there and they're going through something, our staff will pray with them.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
Yep. Hey, if you missed it, the thrift store for U-Turn for Christ and the offices and the Well Cafe all across from Cliffs Amusement Park, just right across the street. It's on the east side of San Mateo, right across from Cliffs Amusement Park. So, Mike, with the guys, life skills as well, that's something they're learning. What's some of the things Oh, well, we know that they learn how to roast a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, you roast a pig for sure. we have animals, so we take care of animals. We have a little farm. So there's chickens, there's goats, there's hogs that we will raise. And we had some horses. We're going to maybe think about getting some horses back at the women's ranch. The two that we had there for a long time both passed away this year. And they were a long time residents of the women's ranch, and they have a nice boarding stable there, and the women would take care of the horses there too.
Now some of the livestock end up on a plate. Now the I don't know how to say it, right? You know, and you get attached to a baby, but
horses.
But the horses don't. I was going to say you lose a horse, that's like losing a pet, it like a dog or a cat.
Oh, yeah, we miss them so much.
Yeah, it's like family. Yeah. No, that's where I was headed, Evangeline. I was. But so some great life skills. More importantly, healing is found, immersion in the Word of God, and people able to show up, there's that feeling of shame or discomfort. You're going to be received in love. And find a bunch of people that want to help. So whether it's you or someone in your sphere of influence, this is important. Now, two of the guys that have been through the program, we were talking off the air, Mike, they're getting ready to, I know they've been immersed in the Word. They're going deeper.
Yeah. There's one guy, he just got accepted. He's going to start the School of Ministry, which starts next week here at Calvary. And another one, he's going to the CBI, Calvary Bible Institute, and that's
now. Where is that now?
That's going to be in Belen.
Okay,
they have them all around the world.
Okay,
and so these two guys are just taking their calling seriously, and those are the guys that we end up ordaining. Those are the guys we end up sending out as missionaries.
You say Belen, is that with Pastor Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray Jaramillo, Calvary, Rio Grande Valley, ccrgv.com. By the way, ministry we fully support and love what they're doing in Valencia County, along with Dave Maestas in Valencia County. So there's a few great ministries going on in Valencia County, and we have regular listeners there. So Dave Maestas, weekday afternoons, 4 o'clock, New Harvest Radio on KLYT.
I always try to catch him on the way in.
Yep, he's an easy listen. Well, I think we covered a lot, but before I finish our conversation, for sure, I want to throw it back to both of you in case you have any final comments or other things you want to make sure our listeners are aware of. The website, uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Mike mentioned it's a place you can go to not only get information, but if you prayerfully considered it, even maybe support the ministry financially with one-time gift or recurring giving. Evangeline, any closing thoughts or information you want to make sure we share?
Well, just thrift store donations. You can drop off any type of items there, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vehicle donations. Cool story. We just got a minivan donated to one of our single moms.
Yeah.
She's wanting to get reunited with her son. Some lady just called in and said, I really want to donate to a single mom.
Okay.
So don't discount the things that you have to give to be able to use for the glory of God's name and the kingdom. So that was really cool.
You just don't know... when you said minivan, I know this is an unrelated story, but I was visiting with someone from another ministry, and someone had gone to them and said, no, I've decided I'm going to get an abortion. Mm. And they asked, why are you going to get an abortion? And one of the big reasons, well, I've got these kids already, and when I go out shopping, and I have to put them in this car. I don't have a minivan. I can just throw my kids in and go. And she said, so if we got a minivan, would that prevent you from having an abortion? And she said, yeah. You just don't know. Now, that's pretty extreme. But you just don't know how much you're blessing someone when you have a vehicle donation like that. A clean vehicle that you know, you may have just, you know, I don't know, you change a life and you're not driving a bunch of kids around and you decide you're going to get something smaller. What a great place to consider to donate that vehicle to U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. Anything else, Evangeline? I don't want to cut you off.
I don't think so.
Okay. Mike?
You know, I want to say this. If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's hope in Jesus. And yes, we have the program, there's curriculum, there's all this stuff. But Jesus Christ, he's the only one who can change a heart. And that's truly what we need in life, is a heart change. And it only happens because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Trust him with your whole life and surrender, and he will do the work. And we'll walk alongside you as that happens.
Yep. Well, listen, if you're listening and you're like, man, Mike and Evangeline, they don't sound like what I thought I'd get if I went somewhere like U-Turn for Christ. You can reach out to the ministry and find out more at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Is there a phone number you want to throw out there?
Yeah. The phone number is 505-217-6888. 88.
All right, 217-6888, area 505-217-6888, and reach out and get the love and help and healing that only comes through Christ. All right, am I cutting you off? Anything else?
Nope, okay. Just said amen.
Amen. All right. Well, Mike, Evangeline, always love catching up with you guys. Thanks for all you do, and let's do it again next month.
Sounds good. We'll be here.
Okay. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.